It is 8:10 on a Thursday morning, and as you know, if you listen regularly, it is now time for the LISD Athlete of the Week, and this week's selection is from Madison High School, wrestler Araya Tindall. Araya, welcome inside the cave.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right. Araya on the wrestling team and is a member of what is a growing sport here in the state of Michigan, and that's the sport of girls wrestling. And just this past Friday night, you kind of double-dipped at the county tournament. Number one, you wrestled and won your third county championship, so congratulations for that.
Thank you.
And you also, before you wrestled, performed the national anthem.
I did do that.
And so which were you more nervous about, wrestling or singing in front of everybody?
I was more nervous about wrestling.
Really?
I don't really get nervous about singing anymore. It's just something that's passed.
Like, okay. And do you have you sung in front of people before, like through school or other places?
Yeah, that same week we had a duel at home, and I sang the national anthem there as well.
So that was kind of like your little dress rehearsal for the county tournament. There you go. There you go. Okay, so let's get into wrestling. How long have you been wrestling? When did you start?
Well, I started in fifth grade, and then I didn't wrestle at all during middle school. And then I started again in ninth grade, so about 4 years.
Okay, and you're a senior this year.
I am a senior.
So you'll graduate in June. Looking at wrestling, we mentioned you're a three-time county champion, and we talked a little bit off the air. You've got the LCAA tournament next week, Friday and Saturday, this week. Okay. So that's Friday and Saturday. And there, I know just from following wrestling around the county, there are quite a few girls at some of the LCAA schools. How does that work for you? Cause probably not every school has a girl at your weight class.
Yeah. We also have another 106, so we kind of alternate. If there's a girl, I'll take the match, but that's normally how that goes.
Okay, so would you possibly wrestle in the boys' tournament in the
NCAA? Yeah, it is possible, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I know that happens quite frequently. As we mentioned, girls wrestling is a growing sport, way more popular than it was 5 years ago, and a lot of schools are now seeing girls throughout the lineup, and to the point where it has its own state tournament now. So the following weekend you'll be wrestling in the girls state tournament. Is that how that works?
I'm not sure that it'll be the following weekend. We don't have a district since there's not as many, so we just jump to regionals and just make it out of regionals to the state tournament March 1st and 2nd.
Okay. And is that still held at Ford Field?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the goal, right, to get to Ford Field?
That is the ultimate goal, yeah.
There you go. Now, have you wrestled at Ford Field before?
Yes, I have, my 10th grade year.
Okay. So you made the state tournament, state finals, your 10th grade year. Okay. Very good. Very good. Now, we mentioned that you are a senior. Of course, you'll be graduating. Plans for the future. Do you see yourself wrestling again someday after high school, or what do you have planned for the future?
I ship off to the Marines June 17th.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go where the path takes me. If I land back in wrestling, that's what happens.
Okay, very good. Congratulations on and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
That's awesome to hear. I know some of the different military, the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, they have athletics. Do they offer wrestling as something you can do in the Marines?
They do have, I believe they do have a wrestling team.
Okay.
So
maybe that would be something
I might look into it.
There you go. All right. Well, that sounds great. We're going to take a quick time out and listen to a spot from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District. We'll be right back after this with our Athlete of the Week, Araya Tindall of Madison High School Wrestling.
Are you looking for preschool opportunities for your four-year-old? Lenawee Great Start is accepting applications for children who turn four by December 1st, regardless of income. These school day programs are located across Lenawee County, including two classrooms operated by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Programs offer free snacks and lunches and provide hands-on learning through creative curriculum. To learn more, visit LenaweeFreePreschools.org or call 264-5324. Give your child a great start and apply for preschool today.
All right, welcome back inside the cave here with our athlete of the week, Araya Tindall of Madison High School Wrestling. And Calvin, go ahead. You had a question.
I've got a question for you, Araya. Where were you when you found out that you were named the athlete of the week?
It was actually yesterday morning. I was about to go into physical conditioning. So, yep, our athletic director told me, and I was like, I thought she was talking about something completely different because I'm supposed to sing the national anthem tonight. At our game, so I thought that's what she was talking about, and she's like, yeah, you got to be there at 8:10, and I'm like, what? So that's when I found out.
What was your reaction?
I was surprised for sure. I knew this was a thing, but I never thought of myself to be part of it.
Well, congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I believe, I'm going to look it up here real quick, that I thought so. You are our first wrestler of the winter season to be Athlete of the Week. So congratulations on that. So off to the Marine Corps in June, you said. Do you know where you'll be stationed at right away?
I'm not sure. I know I'm going to Paris Island for boot camp, but after that, I'm not really sure.
Okay. That's pretty common. I think a lot of Marines start at Paris Island. Yep. And so,
where is that at?
South Carolina.
Okay. Yep. I knew it was in one of the Carolinas. I never can remember if it's north or south. So talk a little bit about, you know, you said you got involved in wrestling in the fifth grade and then kind of came back to it when you started high school. Coach Hall, how has he helped you develop as a wrestler?
He just, and for all of us, he shows support, and he lets us know that he's always going to be there, and it kind of just keeps us going.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, and this year, and of course, it's probably, you're probably pretty excited that it's your senior year. Madison having a really strong season, not just you, but they had other people that placed really well in the county tournament, and I believe at one point, I don't know if you still are, you were ranked in the state, and so great things happening for Trojan Wrestling right now, and you've been a big part of that, obviously.
Yep, we're doing pretty good. We're on the rise. We're working.
Yeah, there you go. And you as a senior have kind of put them on that, helped put them on that path, and certainly a lot to be proud of. The LCAA, a very tough conference, and you know that, having wrestled in it now for a few years. You know, obviously schools like Dundee and Hudson and Clinton and now Madison all doing really well in wrestling.
Yep.
It's good to be a part of that conversation. And we want to wish you the best of luck this weekend at LCAAs. And we want to thank you for joining us. And we want to wish you the best of luck going into the state tournament.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Araya Tindall, our LISD Athlete of the Week here for the week of February 1st.